Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today.
At The Lion Within Us, we discuss wealth a lot. And our sponsor at Investing for Beginners provides great resources for those wanting to take their knowledge of investing to the next level. Their monthly research e-letter is the best way to learn about the market and apply insight to begin growing your wealth. The newsletter tracks the founder's journey of managing a portfolio and shares how the decisions are made. For the beginning investor, this could be a great way to learn how to get started with investing from a company that is putting their money where their mouth is. I've been subscribing to their e-letter for quite some time, and it's something I look forward to every month, and I've learned a ton. They're a conservative group with an emphasis on a margin of safety. The Lion Within Us listeners can receive 15% off the monthly e-letter by visiting thelionwithin.us/IFB, that's Investing for Beginners, and using the promo code LION at checkout. That's thelionwithin.us/IFB. And use promo code LION to receive 15% off your monthly research e-letter.
Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they are predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. Now, this week was all about self, and we had a teaching episode where we were doing a lot of coaching. It was coaching one-on-one, and we were planning for the future God's way. Great conversation with Dylan. I'm sure everybody who's watched it by now and listened to it, you see this is a young man who's trying to figure it out. Do I want to be an entrepreneur? Do I want to go to a trade school? Do I want to go to a four-year college? There's a lot of stress on him, right? But he's being very intentional with his thoughts. And we focused on two verses, the verses of the week. You should know them by now, guys. Proverbs 16:9. We can make our own plans, but the Lord determines our steps. And we also talked about Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Okay, so those are two wonderful verses. You need to have those in your heart. Understand them. Be ready, because you may need to help your son, your daughter, someone else's kids, whoever, understand and plan their future. And if you put that setting in your head that it's God, God's going to give them the answers and help them with that, that's going to separate you from everyone else. And that's what we want as lions, right? So we go back and I think about that conversation with Dylan. What a blessing, you know, to have a young man like that. You know he's going to be successful in life. I know he is. He's being intentional about wise counsel, about who he's allowing to speak into his life. That is so, so critical. You know, he's trusting in God. And one thing that we've talked about a lot is just slowing down and take the blinders off. There's a big world out there. So you don't have to be so narrow focused. Evaluate different options, and that's okay. That is really important. And then ask a lot of questions of yourself. you know, tap into those passions and those talents. He has a lot of them. So do you. So do your kids. And God wants to use you and have you submit to him, right? So please submit to him. Humble yourself. He's ready to use you. You know, find mentors to help you. Maybe find mentors to help your kids. And give yourself some grace throughout this whole process. We put too much stress on ourselves, guys. It's hard enough to be stressed out all the time. So just back up. Remember, this is a fun Friday. Back up. It's okay. Now let's talk about a health tip, a wealth tip, and a self tip. So the health tip, learn what your kids are passionate about and start researching it. You know, that can mean you need to start studying some podcasts, some books, YouTube channels. But if you grow your knowledge in what they're interested in, you're going to be able to guide them so much better in the future. So start early. Have fun with it. There's all sorts of ways to learn. But hey, you never know. You may pick up something about yourself as you learn more about your kids. So have that fun. Learn those passions. The wealth tip. Make the commitment right now that no matter what, if it's entrepreneur, if it is a trade school, if it's military, if it's four-year college degree, whatever that next step of education is for your kids, that you're going to do it without debt. We do not want to have debt in our life. Now, how do you do that? Well, you have to plan. You need to communicate expectations. And you need to be very clear and work together with your wife, with your kids. You can eliminate debt. There are a lot of tools out there for that. And we're here to help you with that. Now, the self tip of the week. You cannot put a value on meaningful time with your children, period. Learn who they are. You know, what makes them tick, all the little nuances and things like that, and what they dream about, where they hope to be. That's going to change as they go from toddler to middle to high school. That will change. But still, learn it. Be intentional about it. You know, they don't need your money, guys. You know, they need their dad. Now, let that sit in. They don't need your money. They need their dad. And I've coached so many men. And the thing I always emphasize is that you can't buy the love. They need their father. You have the opportunity right now to make a bigger impact on that little person than anyone else in the world. Now, that's a big responsibility. But when it's used for good, you can help plan that next steps in a godly way. Because if you don't, someone's going to sneak in and speak into your kid's life that you don't want. So do that. Be intentional about it. Help them. Now, the book of the week, I really want to show you this book here. It's called The Proximity Principle. This is a great book to show your kids right now. And work with them, particularly, I would say, middle high school, okay? Now, this talks about people, places, and practices. So you can use this book, and it's written by Ken Coleman, great, great author. He's got some really good principles here about how you get your kids plugged into the people, the places, and practices that they would want to learn to figure out what those next steps may be. So it's a really cool book. All right, now, fun Friday. You know, we got to have some dad jokes, right? So dad joke number one. My wife said if I bought her one more stupid gift, she would burn it. So I bought her a candle. There you go. That's number one. Throw that out tonight. Number two. How did the hacker get away from the police? He ran somewhere. Oh, come on now. So let me know. In the comments back, hit us back. Number one. Number two. Now, the question I want of the week, and we've been talking about it, are you leaning on God for your future or trying to forge ahead solo? And guys, take pressure off yourself. Lean on God. He's there for you. He loves you. You are predestined to lead your families in ways you can't imagine. You can't do it till you lean on him, though. Now, enjoy yourself this weekend. Have some downtime. Remember the Sabbath. Remember, take some time to chill out, go outside, get some sunshine, right? Breathe in that air, spend some time with your kids, spend some time with your wife, have those meaningful conversations and connection points. And if you start thinking about your future, give it to God, because we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. All right, guys, if you're liking this stuff, share it. Do not put this in your pocket. Share it out with other lions. Text a brother in Christ. Let them know what the Lion Within Us is doing for you, how it's giving you some inspiration. You know, on Mondays, you're getting that kickoff. On Wednesdays, you're getting some really meat and potatoes around how to grow as a Christian man. And we're going to have these fun Fridays to wrap it up and have some fun going into the weekend. And we need that, guys. We need some fun stuff. We need to focus on being the leaders, the men of God that we're called to be. Okay? So share it out there. Give us that 5-star rating. Write a 1 or 2 sentence review. That really helps as well. Go to thelionwithin.us, thelionwithin.us, and you'll find all our resources. There's so much there that we're building to help you as a Christian man lead your family. So check that out at our website. Now, guys, have a great weekend. Get ready, have some fun, and go out there and unleash the Lion Within.
We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the Lion Within Us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the Lion Within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.